Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Johnny Conqueror, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Why don't you pass me on by?
Go back to the point in time when, Grant, when you and Wills were together in Montessori school. How would you describe the way that that kind of education shaped you all artistically?
I think especially the amount of kids that were in the school, since it was a really small school. I think it was maybe 30 kids in the whole school. So everyone sort of had their own thing going for them. The teachers were always super nice. I remember.
Do you have any standout teachers at all in that experience?
Yeah.
We got Mr. McGinley.
Mr. McGinley.
There was a middle school club, an elective. Do you want to be in a rock and roll band elective or club? And a bunch of people signed up, and Grant and I signed up. that was the first time that we had ever like played together. So that is definitely like, it wasn't just like a little club, you know, like Grant said earlier, since there was so few people, you know, they really were like, yeah, go focus, go practice. But it was funny because like, you know, we were all seventh graders and eighth graders learning like, you know, the White Stripes, anything very nice and anything that can be very simple. And we all got to pick a song to play. And I remember that Grant picked this Reverend Horton Heat song that was like at like 240 BPM and like and like was so far out of our leagues. We were like, I don't know, we might need to save that. A big thing was like early in, all the stuff that we were doing was very like, you know, we kind of had to run it ourselves. And that was a big part of that middle school was like, it was kind of like, you need to figure out how to do this, you know, break it down into steps, these bigger goals. And that's kind of the stuff that they would like, you know, lots of project-based stuff. And so like, I think that gave us a little bit more of an upper hand on like, you know, we want to be playing at this place eventually. How can we figure out how to step by step get to that point? A little easier, yeah.
Beaver, where were you at, Lord? I know you were screwing behind my back. Oh, Beaver, now don't you lie, Lord. I know you like to get just a little bit high. I got the Holy Ghost on my side. I got the Lord. And now I'm back. Beaver, Beaver, now where you at, Lord? I know you was going behind my back.
Drummer, I have a lot of pieces and parts that I have to keep track of, and I should probably have a checklist or something, and that will definitely be in the next update. As of right now, I don't, and so I'm always losing my stuff. Like I said, the checklist, I got a checklist coming, and and then I won't lose my stuff anymore.
Did you leave anything home this evening?
No. I left my kick pedal at Grant's. But it's here, and I'm using it right now, so we're all good.
What about you? From your vantage point, Sean, this is your first bass gig. Not only are you, you know, learning to play bass for a sort of a band that's sort of happening and moving forward, but you're playing with a trio.
Yeah. With a trio, one of the challenges is always making sure we got a thick sound, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where I come in, I guess. I'm sort of the molasses of the group. I give a little bit of thickness. But it is difficult sometimes, trying to come up with ways to, you know, play something that complements Grant's guitar playing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you guys work that out in when you do your rehearsing?
You know, for the most part, it'll be either one of us come up with an idea or a tune, or it'll just be this kind of situation right here, only we're not on the radio, but you know, we're just playing with each other, and then something sounds cool and we just play it over and over and over until it sort of concretes itself into a full song, you know.
Yeah. How often do you guys get together to do your rehearsing?
Nowadays, we're playing just about every weekend. You know, two times a week, two or three, two times.
That's a good practice schedule.
For the most part, I mean, it's a lot of just kind of like hanging out and jamming and just like thinking up riffs and stuff. It's,
I said, downtown boy. Just walking down the street. Oh, just walking to a beat. Downtown boy. I said, downtown boy. Oh, walking through the neighborhood. Oh, you know he's up to no good. Oh, now look at here. Oh, it's Suburb Boy. Walking and walking and walking. I don't think he's up to no good. Oh, downtown boy. Oh, trying to smoke a cigarette.
And messing around with videos and stuff. We were super excited to make that Brick music video. We had just gotten that the smoke machine, which is essentially the center. It's the main character of the music video, even though it's not in it. It is the main character. We got that at Goodwill for like a few bucks.
You
and
did
just,
not.
And just turned it on in my basement for like 20 minutes and then filmed the video.
So this video didn't happen because some student called you and said, hey, I'd really like to do a video with you guys.
No, we got a smoke machine.
You got a smoke machine at the Goodwill and said, let's do a video.
Mm-hmm.
What have people told you about that video?
Always positive.
Yeah, it was pretty positive. Yeah, got to give a lot of credit to the guy that made it.
Jackson.
Jackson Donovan, yeah.
JD, yeah. Also Montessori Middle School alum.
Well, yeah.
Also a Montessori Middle School alum.
There was somebody.
Oh, yeah. Jackson helped us. Yeah, he was in charge of filming, editing, and all that. And he's a buddy that we met through Montessori, too.
Guitar playing, it just seems that you go to a real deep place with it. You seem very focused. You don't seem self-conscious at all. What's going on, if you wouldn't mind trying to formulate that?
I don't know. I could just kind of go up there, play guitar. Well, I feel mad sometimes up on stage, but not mad toward a person or a thing specifically, but just like a frustration, you know what I mean? Sort of... you know, like I got music in my head or that sort of thing, and I gotta get it out in a way, you know, which comes out a little bit.
And you're also expressive with your gear.
Yeah, I've been trying to actually cut down a little bit on what I've been running my guitar through. And for the most part, I'm pretty just guitar through the amp, turned up, you know,
yeah, right.
Just kind of going for that sound. But yeah, I have fun trying to mix and match different things, see what I can get out of it, but...
Working toward doing some cleaner sounds.
Yeah, or not necessarily cleaner, but just guitar,
right?
And amp, you know, no,
yeah, right.
No in between.
The
or
dirt
no,
you get is just from driving it up.
Yeah,
driving,
yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, and try to be more expressive with my playing rather than a effect or something, you know.
I wanna dance with you. As long as you want me to, oh baby, I'm dancing all night long to get my groove in. Ow, 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 ow. I
dancing all night long. We're dancing all night long. We're dancing all night long. Do you get a little groovy out of
Johnny Konkaroo and his band for being with us this evening. And thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Paget, Barry Albritton, and Kate Heinonen. And a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. We thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com Lexington.
Who would like to hear one more from Johnny Konkaroo?
Yes, I do. Well, now.
Redline Radio would like to thank Grant, Wills, and Sean, Johnny Conqueror, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.